Virginia State Police confirm there's been a shooting near Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's not clear whether it's connected to a string of shootings in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. over the past 9 days. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty joins me now. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Bob.
What are the latest developments?
Well, there have been reports of another shooting near Fredericksburg, Virginia, as you said. It was reportedly at an Exxon station right near Interstate 95, believe it or not, right across the street from the state police office. Now, this being at a gas station near an interstate would be similar to three other shootings. The police have shut down all of the interstates and major roads around the area, stopping all the traffic and looking for a white minivan. But as you said, Bob, we don't know whether this is related to the other shootings. Also, I should mention that Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose announced that a special projects unit of the FBI will release a, quote, graphic aid. Now, that's presumably a sketch of the sniper. They're going to distribute that later this afternoon.
That's Montgomery County, Maryland. There are multiple jurisdictions involved here.
That's right.
And all the police are quite frustrated, I'm sure.
They have been. Yesterday, Prince William County Police Chief Charlie Dean called this a whodunit. And you know, Bob, that's because we've seen the killer change his methods to take account of this huge police presence. The first six shootings were in crowded areas that weren't all that close to an interstate. He could kind of, you know, blend into the traffic. But the last three, or maybe four, if this is a real shooting by the sniper, those were much closer to escape routes, and in each case, less than 500 yards away from a highway. So what we're seeing here is a tactical shift. You know, one FBI profiler I spoke with calls this guy an interactive terrorist. He's clearly watching the televised news conferences to glean intelligence, and then he's adjusting his methods accordingly. For example, last week the police mentioned they were going to use a new method called geographic profiling to try to figure out where he lives. So the next shooting, he left his 3-mile radius and traveled 50 miles away. He also heard about that the police were concerned about protecting children at schools. So the very next shooting, he slipped one county to the east and shot a 13-year-old boy outside his school. By the way, the boy is expected to make a full recovery. But he appears to be really playing with the police.
So now what?
Well, they're going to check every car near Fredericksburg. And at the same time, if that doesn't pan out, they're going to be releasing that graphic aid to the public. They're also going through surveillance tapes from restaurants and gas stations near the shootings, hoping they can get a really precise image of this man. But their main source of intelligence, Bob, seems to be leads from the public. They've received thousands of phone calls, so many that the lines have really been tied up for a good part of yesterday and people couldn't get through. Sorting out those leads can be a nightmare. So what they've done is they've brought in FBI agents from Quantico to use something called the Rapid Start Program. It's a program that takes leads, cross-references them, and pushes the most promising leads to the head of the list. And it can match data, for example, you know, matching people who have purchased a white minivan against people who have records for violent crime or purchased a hunting rifle or have gotten a parking ticket. So they're really pursuing all avenues.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.